This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulullah, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, wa lillahi al-asma'ul husna. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the most beautiful names. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without a doubt has the most beautiful names. And from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Mu'min. Al-Mu'min. And the word Al-Mu'min literally means a believer. And that's why we refer to one another as believers. Mu'min, mu'minun, believers, or a believer. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, Al-Salam, Al-Mu'min. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the mu'min, which means, and it has a number of meanings, which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that protects and safeguards the believers. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that believes in himself as the only God and Lord. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that's protecting anyone from any oppression or protecting the believers from any oppression. So there's a number of meanings that the scholars had interpreted the meaning of Al-Mu'min, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to himself as Al-Mu'min. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that speaks about himself, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that believes in himself, so he is the mu'min. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that preserves and protects people from oppression, so he is the mu'min. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that grants people protection, and he is the mu'min. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the mu'min. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that had named himself and attributed to himself the attribute of being the mu'min. And we believe in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember that Allah azza wa jal is the one that commanded us to believe in him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala believes in himself. And believes in everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned about himself. And everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to all prophets and messengers in the past. At the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that protects you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that grants you that protection. So he is the mu'min. Because protection only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if there's anyone that can protect you, is Allah azza wa jal. If there's anyone that can safeguard you, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the mu'min. Next time when you utter or pronounce the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the mu'min, remember that your protection, your safety is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one that can safeguard you. He is the one that can protect you. He is the one that can preserve you. He is the one that can prevent any oppression from coming near you. He is the one that can protect you wherever you are. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will constantly remind the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum to depend on Allah azza wa jal. And when it comes to your safety is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That does not mean that we do not take any of the means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created for us to be safe. Yes, we protect ourselves, we safeguard ourselves and our families and our children with all the means that we've got around us, with all the materials that we've got around us. But at the end of the day, our safety is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one that can really protect us is Allah azza wa jal. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes to himself, the attribute of being the mu'min, the one that protects you, the one that safeguards you, the one that brings safety upon you, and the one that believes in everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to believe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that believes in everything that Allah azza wa jal commands us to believe in. That's what Allah is, al-mu'min. Al-mu'min, the one that believes, or the one that protects the belief, and the one that brings safety upon the believers and all mankind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who bring peace and safety to everyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us peace and safety. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our supplication when we supplicate with the names of Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah. A pious person's destiny. Inshallah, in Jannah.